Hold on now. All right, so I think we're recording, Ashley, so you can tell the Joe Cocker story.
Okay, all right, so this is my infamous date, Bill Spann, and he's going to take me to see Joe Cocker. It was in Greensboro, and when he came to pick me up, he had two cases of yogurt that he had taken off of some kind of delivery truck, and a couple of big salamis. And he said, this is for us on the way. Oh, and a couple of six packs of beer. So we go to the concert, we're sitting there, and we're jamming to this music and loving it, and all of a sudden, Spann has this great idea that he's going to jump backstage and give Joe Cocker one of the salamis. And I'm like, yeah, Ashley, whatever.
I've given a lot of girls a salami, but I gave Joe Cocker a pepperoni.
You're giving guys a salami, too. Now no. I can attest to it. Ha ha. Anyway, he jumps backstage, past the bodyguards, and all I can see is them carrying him out. One has the leg, one has the other leg. I mean, four of them carrying him out. I'm going, oh, shit.
The bodyguard's carrying me out like that?
Yeah. And I'm going, oh, shit, how am I going to get back to Chapel Hill now? Here goes my ride. He's in jail. So I end up making friends with some people around me, and they say they'll give me a ride back to Chapel Hill. I told them my stupid-ass date jumped back to stage. Anyway, I look over a couple of rows down, and there's Spann standing there dancing in the aisle. And I go up and say, what the fuck happened? You know, I snuck back in, but I did get to give Joe Cocker the salami. And he goes, Joe Cocker said, thanks, man.
Yeah, it was a pepperoni.
Was it a pepperoni?
Yeah.
Well, pepperoni, salami. You know,
well, it's very important. You don't give guys your salami. You give girls the salami. But, hey, Ash, what happened was that salami and turkeys and some beef came from a Raleigh restaurant that we found our way into a meat locker of a restaurant, me and some football buddies, the week before. And so we're sitting around with an extra case.
You mean it was like old yogurt then that you bought on our date?
Well, you know, I wanted to feed you properly. I didn't have much money.
Oh my God. Well, it was a night that I will never forget. And the minute that I heard Joe Cocker died, the first person I thought of was Bill Spann.
Well, thank you, Ashley. It's nice to be thought of when Joe Cocker dies, and I thought of you immediately. And hey, what happened was I had that pepperoni. It was a long, thick one, you know, and I was
a long, thick one. Yeah, I remember it.
Well, I went to where Joe pulled up in a limo, and he got out of his limo, and I'm standing up, you know, maybe 30 yards away, a good 20-30 yards, and I said, "Joe, I got something for you," and I heaved this pepperoni through the air. He got out, as only Joe Cocker could, you know, in his fur coat, and he put his hand up in the air to grab the pepperoni, and the pepperoni hit him in the middle, and it broke in two down at his feet. He picked them both up, and he goes, "Thank you, man."
I remember you telling the story. It was so funny. Now, how the hell did you get back in the stadium after the bodyguards took you out?
Well, I don't remember all that, but I do remember Joe Cocker being there right in front of us, and then he grabs the, right in the middle of the song, he grabs the big green trash can, you know, the 50-gallon trash can, and he just heaved into it, you know, he just threw his guts up into it. So I imagine that pepperoni didn't agree with him, so.
I'm glad I didn't eat any of that pepperoni then.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've got to run, but I have to call and tell you, I'm thinking about you, man.
All right. Hey, you know what, Ashley, hold on, I'm going to turn off the recorder on this.
Thanks.